بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير.
All that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth extols Allah's glory. His is the sovereignty, and to Him is all praise due. He has power over everything. He has power over everything.
God is all-powerful and can do whatever He pleases. It is beyond anyone's ability to limit His power.
هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن والله بما تعملون بصير.
He, it is who has created you, and among you are those that deny the truth, and among you are those that believe in it. Allah observes all that you do.
خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق وصوركم فأحسن صوركم وإليه المصير.
He created the heavens and the earth with truth and shaped you, giving you excellent shapes. And to Him is your ultimate return.
يعلم ما في السماوات والأرض ويعلم ما تسرون وما تعلنون والله عليم بذات الصدور.
He knows what is in the heavens and the earth, and knows what you conceal and what you disclose. Allah even knows what lies hidden in the breasts of people, and knows what you conceal and what you disclose.
This can also be translated as follows. He knows whatever you do secretly and whatever you do publicly.
أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ فَذَاقُوا وَبَالَ أَمْرِهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
Has the news of the unbelievers of the past not reached you? They disbelieved and then tasted its evil consequence. A grievous chastisement awaits them.
ذلك بأنه كانت تأتيهم رسلهم بالبينات فقالوا أبشر يهدوننا فكفروا وتولوا واستغنى الله والله غني حميد.
This was because their messengers would come to them with clear signs, but they would say, "Shall mortals like ourselves guide us to the right way?" They rejected the truth and turned away. Thereupon Allah became unconcerned with them, for Allah is self-sufficient, innately praiseworthy.
زعم الذين كفروا أن لن يبعثوا قل بلى وربي لتبعثن ثم لتنبؤن بما عملتم وذلك على الله يسير.
The unbelievers have vehemently contended that they shall not be raised to life. Say to them, "Yes, by my Lord, you shall surely be raised to life, and you shall certainly be fully informed of all that you did. That is easy enough for Allah." Say to them, "Yes, by my Lord, you shall surely be raised to life."
The affirmation of the hereafter by stating it on oath gives rise to the question, what difference will it make for anyone who denies the hereafter, whether they affirmed it on oath or not? Since they do not believe in the hereafter, how can we expect them to believe in it simply because someone states its veracity on oath? The answer to the question is that the audience of the Prophet, peace be upon him, thanks to their personal knowledge and experience of him, were well aware that he never said anything untrue in all his life. Hence, notwithstanding the slanderous allegations they fabricated against him, they knew in the depths of their hearts that such an utterly truthful person could never state an oath anything about which he was not absolutely sure.
فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالنُّورِ الَّذِي أَنزَلْنَا وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ
So believe in Allah and in His Messenger and in the light that we have sent down. Allah is fully aware of what you do.
And in His Messenger and in the light that we have sent down. The context itself indicates that the light which is mentioned here is the Quran itself. A light is itself manifest, and it also makes other things manifest which were hidden by the darkness around it. The same is the case with the Quran. In the first place, the Quran is a light which makes its own truth manifest. Moreover, through this light, human beings can comprehend all that they are unable to comprehend through the usual means of knowledge and intellect available to them.
يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُكُمْ لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنِ وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَيَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم
You shall come to know that when He will assemble you on the day of gathering, that shall be the day to determine mutual gains and losses. Whoever believes in Allah and acts righteously, Allah will have his evil deeds expunged and will admit him to gardens beneath which rivers flow. Therein they shall abide forever. That is the supreme triumph.
You shall come to know that when He will assemble you on the day of gathering.
The day of gathering means the day of resurrection when all humans ever born in the world from the beginning of creation until the last day will be gathered together at the same time.
That shall be the day to determine mutual gains and losses.
Whether one has made a gain or incurred a loss will only be known on the day of resurrection. It is only then that it will become clear as to who has acted foolishly and who has acted sensibly, who devoted his resources to a worthless enterprise and is thus a pauper, and who directed his energies, ability, wealth, and time to a gainful bargain and will thus obtain immense riches. These gains could also have been obtained by others had they not failed to know the truth.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ
As for those who disbelieved and gave the lie to our signs, they shall be the inmates of the fire and will abide in it. That is a woeful resort.